Yeah, well, the CFRAMS report itself is something that communities right throughout the country have been waiting on for the last 6 or 7 years, ever since it was first mooted. And many of these communities have been devastated by flooding in that interim period. And certainly for communities here in the Fun Valley, we've had the communities in Lifford, Castlefin, Ballybofeister, Norder, and indeed Raphoe, who have been who have suffered greatly from flooding incidents in the recent times. And they've been waiting on tenterhooks for this CFRAMS report to be published, because without the CFRAMS report, no flood mitigation funding was being released by the OPW or the department. So it is obviously very, very welcome news that the report was published back a number of weeks ago, and now Donegal County Council have formally adopted the CFRAMS report, which is to be welcomed. But obviously, I was making the submission to the council that the one big omission in this area, in the Stranorder Municipal District, was Ballybofey and Stranorder. Ballybofey and Stranorder has received some funding in the region of €175,000, but that won't be enough to do the flood mitigation works that we need to protect the businesses in the town, and indeed the residential properties, which were flooded within the last 2 or 3 years. And if they're flooded again, that could be the end of those businesses and those private homes.
Because, as you mentioned in there earlier today, businesses especially, they simply can't afford to be flooded yet again.
No, and look, we've had businesses who had bills of up to €1 million after the last flooding incident, the serious flooding incident in 2015. And there's private homeowners who have had huge bills and huge insurance claims within the last 3 years. And they're faced with the very real possibility that if they're flooded again, their insurance policies won't cover them for repeated flooding. So, you know, it's hard to see how residential homeowners who are in negative equity already and aren't covered by insurance could then afford to keep renovating their homes after a flooding incident. And the same goes for the business owners. These are the major employers within the Fun Valley. There's maybe 200-300 people who are directly employed by businesses who are under the threat of flooding. We need to see immediate action, and we need to see Ballybofey and Stranorder receiving a significant allocation of funding for the flood mitigation works in the town to stop flooding. I know we need to do the research into what works actually need to be done, but once that work is completed, I think we immediately then need to see this real injection of funding to get spades on the ground and to ensure that we don't see any more significant flooding within the two towns.